I don't take no checks, I take my respect. Pharrell even told me go with the safest bet. Jimmy Iovine offered a safety net. Google dangle round a crazy check. I feel like YouTube is the biggest culprit. The niggas pay you a tip for what you're supposed to get. You know niggas die for equal pay, right? You know when I work, I ain't your slave, right? You know I ain't shucking and jiving and high-fiving. You know this ain't back in the days, right? Well, I can't tell how the way they killed Freddie Gray, right? Shot down Mike Brown, how they did Trey, right? Did Trey, right?
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Color. What's up, brothers?
What's good?
That's what's good. Happy recording day.
Indeed.
No doubt. Before we get started, I want to give a couple acknowledgments. Mr. Merv said he wants to personally thank Kurt G.
Oh, okay. What's good?
For his Vlad rant, and said you described his gimmick.
Oh, yes, sir.
In a nutshell. So he was like, yo, Kurt G got that nigga.
They ain't going to stop people from falling for it, though.
You know they always do. So they're the shell game.
No doubt. And also, I want to give a shout out to Thomas Williams, our faithful listener who corrected some errors we had on the last show.
Oh, thank you very much.
He said the judge is giving Jazz Prince a chance to refile. Well, I mean, whether he refiling or not, he lost the original.
But he's giving him a chance.
He's giving him a chance to refile. So that's what's up. That is correct. No doubt.
Clearing that up.
And he said that Tina Marie's last album was released on Stax. The previous two were on Cash Money. So,
oh, thank you.
Okay. I didn't know
about the Stax album.
I didn't either. So shout out to Thomas Williams for fact checking the brothers.
We appreciate that. Most definitely.
So, no doubt. So first topic on the Hip Hop Digest is we're going to get right in the latest celebrities to add DJ to their resumes.
Oh, shit.
Lil Wayne and Wiz Khalifa.
Oh, Lil Wayne my need a
job.
God.
He need a job, though. I don't so, need president over there no more.
So Lil Wayne is charging $60,000 for you to DJ, you know, for him to DJ at your event. And Wiz Khalifa is charging $25,000. I'm going to ask the brothers, would you book them to show up and push buttons? I don't even think these niggas is pushing buttons. I think they just showing up and yelling shit on the mic.
Hell to the no. And hell to the no.
If you had a club and you needed a bunch of young boys on spec and you figure, damn, $60,000 might be the price of doing business.
Doing business for what?
For him to come in allegedly DJ.
He's
well,
not
if it came to that, for me having to have one of them two dudes, I just have a speakeasy.
Because no, for me to pay him $60,000 per joint, I got to be making some serious guap.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
That's ridiculous.
No doubt, no doubt.
He's gouging niggas because of his fame.
He is, and that is the hustle.
And to put DJ in front of his name is ridiculous. That's disrespectful to me.
Well, now, see, that's a
if
whole...
If he ain't going to learn the craft...
He's not.
You call yourself a DJ.
He's not going to learn the craft.
Don't call yourself a fucking DJ.
I fucking guarantee you that none of these niggas is going to learn the craft. And, you know, who are we blaming for this shit? Are we blaming Erykah Badu for this shit?
This was going on before her.
No.
Okay.
This is going on before her. She's
just jumped in the bandwagon, too. It ain't her.
It's a lot of them that's out there doing it.
Because there's people, the rest of them nuts. That's true, Paris Hilton and the rest of them nuts is doing it. I'm just saying, I remember people was like surprised, like, oh, damn, Biz Markie DJ. But Biz Markie was actually a DJ before
DJ.
He started MCing any fucking
right,
way.
Right, exactly.
So, I don't know. Either so was Big Daddy Kane for that fact of the matter, but that's another story.
And Dr. Dre.
That's true.
He's a DJ, original.
Yeah, that's true.
World class wrecking crew.
So... indeed. Oh, damn.
The
you know,
makeup.
You know what? I was at Joe's Record Paradise the other day, and I started to buy that first album.
World Class Wrecking Crew?
Yeah, just for the cover, though.
Well,
just
you
for the fucking cover.
That's going to be the old school joint.
Nah,
Dr. Dre, B, World Class Wrecking Crew.
Oh, no, B.
We just mentioned it. I'm playing that joint.
Shit. All right, next time I'm going to Hip Hop Digest is Young Buck fails a drug test and blames Snoop Dogg.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, Young Buck couldn't say no when Snoop came around with that good Chiba.
This nigga snitching?
He ain't snitching.
But he blaming other niggas for his problem.
Well, now, see, what had happened was Young Buck had been, he had passed 21 straight drug tests dating back to November of 2013. Report claims that he was caught by the probation officer trying to squirt a yellow substance into his sample cup. He got popped and now goes before a judge and may have to go back to jail for violating probation, probably hanging with a known felon, and as far as probably smoking marijuana. I don't know what the charges are.
Over some weed.
I mean, a lot of people just saying, man, fuck it, it was peer pressure, nigga.
Peer pressure?
There ain't never that much
hell, no, nigga.
Go to jail.
Okay, on the scales, jail versus peer pressure, fuck that peer pressure, nigga. I'm not going to jail,
man.
For that.
Snoop came through, nigga, with that Snoop bud, came nigga.
With that ooh-wee.
Yeah, he came through, exactly.
Ooh-wee.
And I just couldn't help it, yo.
Yeah, he couldn't help it. He
and the judge got to understand that, yo.
Judge ain't understanding
that
damn
cell,
thing.
Get in the cell, nigga.
That's right.
Oh, your ass in here. Damn,
black steel.
For real.
Damn, that's foul. So anyway, yo, you know, this whole show has a certain lean to it, you know, about
leaning with it and rocking with it.
Well, not exactly. Next time we're going to hear about Digest, Flavor Flav arrested for a DUI and marijuana possession. A 56-year-old was arrested in Las Vegas after being stopped by police at exactly 12:30 a.m. this morning. William Drayton Jr. pulled over for going 73 in a 45 mile an hour. Then was arrested for driving under the influence.
You said 33?
No, 73.
73.
In a 45.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Driving under the influence, possession of marijuana, speeding, having an open container in the vehicle, and driving with a suspended license and suspended registration.
I guess 911 ain't a joke, huh?
Hell no.
I'm called Lampin'. I'm just saying, yo. And Flav is 56, yo. He's definitely too old for that shit.
Right.
Yeah, his lead foot ain't too old.
Hey, I'm just
that
saying, yo.
73. He's balling out.
Swerve.
Under influence.
When's the last time you had an open container in a whip?
Oh, it's been a while, B, since my daughters got on me a few years ago. I just haven't done it.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, you know, that's real talk.
When my shorties was like, Dad, why are you drinking that beer? I was like, oh, that, I'm done.
That's real talk. That's real talk. I mean, you know, it had the last time I had an open container and a whip? When me and Doc was coming back from York one day, we stopped at the line and got a six-pack and shit and was drinking that shit going down 83.
Damn.
The Maryland line.
Snitching on themselves. But
yeah. I didn't say when. I just said a few years.
It's been a while back.
Oh, no. This was a hell of a while back.
This was back when we was walking in the snow.
Yo, no. I'm going to tell you how far back. That was back when Doc was rocking the planet.
Oh, that's been a minute.
Yeah, that's been a minute.
Wow. In other words, 14, the Saturn, 50. For those that don't understand.
Yeah, yeah. Saturn. The Saturn. The green Saturn.
The green Saturn. He called it the planet. Yeah.
It's like rocking the planet. Yeah, DJing?
It's the Saturn, the vehicle. Yes, he used to call his joint the planet.
No doubt. Indeed. That's what's good, yo.
Damn, B.
Flav,
yo.
Yo, Flav, man. I don't understand it.
And he had a stack of charges on his ass, too.
Yeah, but you already know Flav ain't right, though, man.
Yeah, I know that, but damn, he just stacked up the charges on top of the charges.
You know what? That's real talk. You're right. Flav is one of them niggas that he's not right, and Chuck D always took care of that nigga. You know, he's just one of them niggas.
Yeah, he had his own little professional bodyguard in Griff, and them niggas had beef.
Yeah, but again, but it was their job to make sure that nigga didn't get fucked up in the game, so... And Chuck is going to be taking care of him probably for the rest of his life. Just how it goes. Next up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest. Rest in peace to Lionel Pickens, better known as Chinks. Now, I'm not, wasn't a fan of him, and I'm just acknowledging his passing because there's a lot of guys who liked him. He was also known as Chink Drugs. I guess he shortened his name just to Chinks. But the reason why I'm bringing up his passing.
You talking about the Coke Boys?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I did see that earlier.
Yes, Coke Boys. The only reason why I'm bringing up his passing, I guess I was disturbed at the amount of cruelness that people were talking about him in his passing. I mean, it's like this guy wasn't even a human being. But I believe that the reason the internets was treating him that way was the fact that somebody had set up a GoFundMe account and to set up sort of like to take care of his bills and his family. And the people were saying, or at least the people who are commenting on certain Dick Ride blogs, was like, oh, fuck this nigga. Oh, he was running around with French Montana and Diddy. They should get this. They should got this nigga. His family should been taken care of since he got murdered. He's talking all that big wolf shit. Now you want to come to the general public for money. I just felt bad. I mean, again, I don't really know him like that, or nor was I a fan of his music. But I guess I feel bad. It's like, damn, yo, even the most greasiest nigga on the mic don't deserve, I think, the way that they were throwing him under the bus and shit, yo.
Well, B, I'm not here to put any tire tracks on it at all or nothing like that. But, you know, I drive a regular whip. And I'm not saying it's, you know, whatever. But, you know, the kind of car he got murdered in.
Yeah, it was a Porsche.
Right. So, it'd be hard for the average person to be like, yo, this dude was flossing around like that, and you want people to take care of your bills?
Well, it ain't
him. That's all I'm going to say about it. I'm not talking about his murder or anything like that. I'm just talking about the aftermath of somebody doing a GoFundMe or whatever. It's like, come on, man.
I think the GoFundMe was a scam shit myself. I think somebody
of course it was.
Put some money in their pockets.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't imagine them not taking care of that nigga.
Well, his boy was French Montana.
French, I can't imagine French not even.
Nah, Frenchie said that his funeral and all of that stuff was taken care of. That wasn't the point. A lot of people were saying, take a look at his crew. You got his crew. Stack Bundles, rest in peace. You know, Max B. That nigga's Max B doing 75 years. You know what I'm saying? Jim Jones, you know, that whole Bird gang, he was running with them. Obviously, French Montana, always talking about, you know, all the underground rappers I know, broke statements like that, sort of puts him in the light of, you know, damn, y'all, I'm rolling with Coke Boys, Big Willie, and the way he lost his life, you know, cats, at least on the internet, is saying, damn, you know, fuck that, yo. You talking all that greasy shit, that Big Willie shit. Have your crew step up. Have them paid niggas you always talking about step up and take care of your family. I just thought that was incredibly sad, yo.
How is that sad, though? It's not like they're like,
I'm going to put it like this.
Dead. They're not saying it like that.
I'm saying that it's sad that they're talking about the dead dude that way. But if you're going to be addressing people like French Montana and Diddy or whoever he was running with and all them niggas, yeah, address them niggas, say, why the fuck ain't y'all taking care of this shit?
Well,
why the fuck do
a
I
lot,
need to take care
right,
of
it? Well, and that was the thing.
Instead of addressing the dead, you can't do shit about
right.
it.
Well,
no,
right.
They were addressing the GoFundMe directly, you know, why y'all niggas even got that shit up. Diddy ought to be handling this shit, or Frenchie ought to be handling this shit, or all these big money niggas you was always talking about.
Well, I ain't.
Well, that GoFundMe thing might not even.
I don't
be
think that. I think that was
him.
A scam.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to say that I didn't check into that GoFundMe. I just, you know, I always read the comments because the comments are always the pulse of the people, and right. I just was like, damn, yo, even a cat like that, yo, just doesn't even deserve that type of, you know, vitriol. He was a human being, you know, but that's just how I'm looking at that shit, though. I don't know.
Yeah, B. I guess I'm falling somewhere in the middle on it. I don't feel bad because I'm probably somewhere right where they're talking like, man, fuck that shit. Why do we got to pay for this shit when all your Coke Boys niggas talked about was having money and all this shit? But I'm also like, damn, I'm not going to be disrespecting the dead that way.
Oh, you're
I'll be more addressing French Montana and them niggas.
Right, right, indeed. And a lot of people was directly addressing Diddy and, you know, and a lot of people was addressing, again, his other guys that he dealing with, Stack Bundles, rest in peace, Max B doing 75 years. You running with these type of niggas, you know, so just kind of question his character. So I don't know.
The sad part is he was murdered.
That's what I'm saying. Right. That's right. There you go. That's the point I'm talking about. It's like, yo, he was murdered. Nobody, you know, deserves that. You know what I mean? I don't know how he was living. You know, I had a wife and kids. You know what I mean? So, indeed.
We know how he was rhyming, though.
Yeah.
That's true.
He was talking that game, and he said, karma's a motherfucker, B.
That's true.
And you talk that shit, you might go out that way.
Well, that's unfortunate, so. Now, rest in peace to that brother, yo. That's unfortunate. That situation was incredibly sad. Next up, I'm going to Hip Hop Digest. It's been a rough week for your boy, the Corporate.
Ho.
First of all, I'm going to say that Kerr G was right. You know, after last Saturday's concert, it wasn't but too short. Not even short. It wasn't even a good, ooh, hell, 24 hours before somebody had that shit posted.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You know that. Once you see it, you know what I'm saying? Niggas is right there. They're right amongst you.
Right. So somebody had the whole concert posted, which I thought was incredibly. I thought about you on that shit, G. I was like, G, right.
That shit was going to get posted because after that Pacquiao and what you call them fight, that shit was out like an hour after the fight.
It was out
like
the hour in the fight. I have to say this whole shit was about like 24 hours later, but I digress. So I'm watching the concert and it looked pretty pedestrian. I'm not listening to all the lyrics. I'm just sort of watching it, looking at the crowd reaction. I mean, I think because he was doing B-sides, the crowd wasn't crazy hype. Because
it's not the shit that they used to. Because
it's not the shit that they used to. It wasn't the hits and shit. Now, funny, I thought it was enjoyable because it was the shit I'd probably listen to if I'm listening in the hole.
It was the faves of the niggas in the backpack crew.
Right. So anyway, but what had me interested and what blew me away, and I did not know this pre-hand, is when this nigga brang out Beanie Siegel, Freeway, State Property niggas.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
He brang out State Property niggas, and even me was like, what the what? I couldn't believe it.
So he's able to bury the hatchet then.
So apparently.
So that's why I'm thinking him and your boy might hook back up again.
Maybe.
It's possible.
Maybe.
It's possible.
Maybe. So the crowd went off right there when Freeway and them niggas hit the stage. It was crazy. So I had to give Jay a lot of credit on that shit. But number two, it was a rough week because there was some things that your boy, Swervin, it's your boy, Dr. Boyce Watkins, takes issue with the corporate. After Saturday's concert, you know, your boy, Boyce Watkins, said, I got a problem with the corporate. He's mentioning the names of Trayvon Martin, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray. African-American men, obviously, we know who died at the hands of police and others, unarmed, and wrote that into his title argument. Talking about, basically, Dr. Boyce said, you're having a conversation about whether your multi-million-dollar corporation is going to be successful or not. You can't invoke these brothers' names. It comes off disingenuous. Trying to link, you know, we all black. They all going against us the way, you know, that type of shit. Like they going against me. Title black owned, nigga. And they coming at me crazy. They coming at us crazy.
And I got to tell you, I was right there with Dr. Boyce. And I think you might. Did you see the video I sent you from Car Wash?
Yes.
Because that's exactly what it was like to me. Pied Piper type shit. Don't. How do you used to say? Don't talk to me about no motherfucking Diggy
Simmons.
You know, it's like Jay-Z can wake up tomorrow and be pro-black all he wants to. You know what I'm saying? I give him that. But like Dr. Watkins said, how you going to put that in some shit about making money, yo?
I think that Jay's so used to flipping a switch and making money. And this isn't the first time Jay got caught up in some shit like that. I remember when that Occupy Wall Street shit was jumping off. And Jay got called out, him and Russell with them T-shirts, Occupy All Streets. So them niggas right. Figured they gonna flip a quick buck on this shit.
Right.
When niggas was taking that Wall Street shit serious. And I think
they went with Barney's too.
Yeah, I think Jay is so used to flipping a switch and making money that a lot of times he probably doesn't think about that. But he's trying to give an intellectual link of, you know, the title is black owned. And it's corporations and others that's coming at us. There's a B-side to that argument as well. The rap legend freestyle also include a verbal shot at Google for apparently trying to buy him out and YouTube for what he perceives as short-changing artists.
Google. Well, what he's saying is correct, all right? What he said is correct, but it's like he's the wrong messenger, B. I'm sorry.
What do you think about that, the lawyer? The co-counsel's here, Jay-Z's lawyer.
I'm not feeling his argument on it, trying to connect the two, because it doesn't connect at all. Because the one is death by the hands of authoritative figures, as far as police officers or wannabe police officers.
Right.
And the other is a company that you're running for what? You're rich. You're already, it's not like you're struggling to make it out here in the game.
He's wealthy.
He's already wealthy. And if even if this shit completely fails and flops, that nigga will still land on a bunch of money.
Jay-Z went on to suggest Tidal faces additional scrutiny, again, because it is black owned. And he lashed out at African Americans for buying products like Apple and Nike, but dissing Tidal. Meaning niggas like us getting on here talking about, oh, nigga, you fucking with Tidal and shit, $9.99 lo-fi, $20 a month hi-fi.
Well, we talking about all of those services, so it ain't just Tidal.
Well, that's true there, too,
yeah,
no doubt.
All of them are trying to get over.
That's true there, and them gangsters out Cupertino are gangsters. There's no doubt about that. But I think where Jay got caught up, and this is courtesy of your boy Joe Buttons, he's now in the podcasting game, 14 episodes in, if you can believe it. But Joe Buttons goes on to say that it wasn't like Steve Jobs put out the iPhone and was like, nigga, you should buy the iPhone because we ain't getting all of our money. And then he said, you got to realize Nike was just considered to be the best shoe out there, period. So Nike didn't have to twist arms or you know, and he said that basically that Jay, that freestyle was just, what did Joe Buttons call that shit? Damage control. He said that Jay
just trying, B.
Yeah, he's trying to do damage control because the brand is fucked up and niggas is looking at him all suspect now. And so now, of course, he's trying to come in and link in and do some shit. I don't know, man.
He's trying to get the hood behind him.
Right. But it's going to be hard to get the hood behind a certain amount of the hood. I think it's going to be behind Jay.
Of course. And I've seen it. I've seen the comments, as you said, the pulse of the nation. And a lot of heads are supporting him. Because they caught by that flute.
Well, I mean, I guess I feel like, look, like you, I mean, obviously we all know that Jay got money. Tidal isn't as good as those other services. Tidal isn't as good as Spotify. Let's just put it out there, yo. You know what I mean? Now, am I riding Spotify? Spotify free. Okay, the minute Spotify tries some old, sorry, we're ending the free hookup and shit, I'm going to the next man. I'm just talking about my own personal pocket here. I'm not paying for that shit.
And that's how
much. I'm not paying for any service like that.
Because the way that the game was set up on the freeness, ain't nobody paying unless they have to.
Right.
And even then, they're going to look for a free, try to look find another free situation.
Right.
And there always will be.
Yeah, the way it is right now, there always will be because somebody's trying to get in.
So it's been a rough week for your boy to corporate and to add a little bit more sugar to the Kool-Aid.
Diabetes.
hopefully not. Add a little bit more sugar to the Kool-Aid. Kanye West is breaking with Tidal and ready to release an album with Apple Music. Daily Double is claiming that Kanye West association with Jay's Roc Nation and Tidal companies is finished. Not only that, but he could be teaming up with Tidal's rival to release music on his newest album, Swish, or whatever that shit
is
called.
He's gonna have to get Jay's permission to do that.
I guess he's still signed to them, huh?
Jay's gonna need to give some kind of permission to that, and I can't see him turning it down if the money's there.
No, Jay's not going to turn the money down. So even you know, it's like one of those things. I remember an interview with Eazy-E when the Chronic was just blowing heavy, and they was interviewing Eazy, and they was like, yo, what do you think about that? This Chronic is nuts. And Eazy was like, shit, I hope it sells because I'm still getting money off every album.
Damn.
You know.
Get it.
Yeah. So that's what's up. So overall, man, I just, you know, this is the thing about Jay. I mean, Jay does shit on the low. And I remember G said this shit about Jay a while ago. You know, I don't know how true it is, but I did see a report that Jay and Beyonce put up a lot of money and was bailing a lot of people out of jail in B-more after the riots on the low.
But that's how you're supposed to do shit, though. To me, that's how shit should be done. Because when you put wait for cameras to come around in order to talk about what you're doing and what you're giving, then it ain't charity no more. It's publicity. You're not doing it for charity. When you do something for charity, it's from the heart. You know what I'm saying? When you start doing shit and talking about what I did and I did this and I did that for this person and that person, then, nigga, you want publicity for it. It ain't really from the heart.
That's real.
But let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this. It's a wonderful thing to have done that, right? But at the same time, don't you think young people need somebody to speak up? And you still could be doing what you're doing on the low, but don't you think people need somebody to speak up? I would respect it more if you'd speak up.
See,
take a stand.
See, the problem... See,
the problem with him is that he's been a rock and hard place. If he came out and say like, oh yeah, I bailed these people out down here, I did this, niggas gonna be looking at him like, why are you trying to advertise? Why are you flossing?
No, I'm not
shit?
Saying that. No, don't talk about that. Talk about the issue.
See, I think the problem is that I think Jay is down with the issues, but I don't think Jay would make a good spokesman. I think that this passage, this whole fiasco, ever since Title launched, it's been one misstep after another. And I don't think he's a good spokesman. I think he's a great executive and a person who certainly knows how to generate an awful lot of cash. But I don't think that he's a good spokesman. You're not going to put Jay in a situation, you know, to stand up there as a spokesman for disadvantaged, you know, youth and police brutality and this, that, and the third. Jay is one of the African Americans who's beat the system. Now he's got enough money, he's above the system.
Well, look at it like this. Michael Jordan said, Republicans buy shoes too. And black people, still buy Jordans.
Black like people are going to continue to buy Jordans. I think
that's the point. Jordan didn't at all, he basically stayed away from any issues or whatever.
Oh, he was hush on everything.
And it didn't make people not like him. So you think if Jay actually said something that people wouldn't really gravitate towards it?
I just think that Jay isn't a good spokesman on those issues.
And I think that Michael Jordan, even though I didn't appreciate him not stepping up and being on the forefront of some of the stuff that happened, he knew that he ain't a good spokesman.
Right.
He knew that about himself probably. Like, I'm not going to be out here trying to stand up for these issues knowing that it's not going to come off right.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It has to come off right. I think there are people who are better spokesmen, sort of, and who have a natural spokesman for issues like that. But Jay, I don't know, B. Jay's just not one of them, you know. And I think this title thing shows that, you know, Jay needs to put guys, he needs to delegate and put people out there for that shit. He himself, it's just looking like to me, he always is going to fuck some shit up. When he, I'm just saying, Jay looked like he's going to constantly fuck some shit up if he tries to get out there and on this shit.
Well, he's going to make some money.
Oh, well, that's for sure.
And maybe that's what a movement needs is some money. Who knows? So, I'm just saying. I'm not putting down, for anybody that's listening, I'm not putting down the fact that he has bailed people out. I'm not putting that down.
I read, this is real talk, yo. I read Sammy Davis Jr.'s Wikipedia page last night or the other night, and Sammy Davis Jr. put a lot of money in King and M's pocket during the 60s, even though he was down with a lot of and had to put up with a lot of shit as all African-American performers had to do coming up in the 40s, 50s and 60s. But at crunch time, Sammy Davis Jr., who was criticized by the African-American community for hugging Nixon, but he put a lot of money in King and M pocket directly, because you know why? Sammy Davis Jr. knew his persona and what he did was not a good spokesman.
Well, then there you go.
Niggas was already thinking Sammy Davis is half Uncle Tom in it. So, right. So what Sammy Davis did on the low, I'm just going to fund this shit. I'm breaking bread with King and M because I don't really get down. I really don't get down with crackers like that. Maybe that's how Sammy Davis got down. That's how Louis Armstrong got down. Louis Armstrong came up, a lot of motherfuckers like, I ain't getting off that coon shit. Louis Armstrong just broke a lot of bread for the cause because he's not a good spokesman for that shit.
Oh, there you go.
So that's, I think that's I'm where saying. Jay at.
Well, you actually came off like you sounded like a lawyer for him right now.
Where did I?
Yeah, you did.
You want to be co-counsel, my nigga?
A and B and shit.
I got my co-counsel here, B.
Nah, I mean, I'm just gonna give your boy a fair shake on it, yo. I just think, you know, no doubt. And really quickly, let's go back to him bringing The Rock out. There was a statement, again, you know how the internet to do. Somebody was like, it's barely, you know, clamor for a new Jay album. Hip-hop has changed so much. Especially commercial hip hop and where Jay and them live, it's changed so much. I don't think that it even would register 2 on a Richter scale, even if he got the entire Rock back together.
You might be right.
I disagree.
You might be about right with that one. I mean, it's going to generate a lot of buzz because it's right. Jay's name is on it. Yep. But I'm saying, as far as making a big dent in hip hop, making noise like that, it's not gonna be resonant.
Yeah,
like
I agree with the person who wrote that in there. He was like, "Yo, hip hop is totally changed, and what is urban and what urban kids go for, you know, is the whole Drake, Fetty, Migos facade. That's urban now. You know what I mean?
But you know, Jay got A$AP a lot of Rocky, fans, though, B.
He do, but I don't know, B. I'm just trying to tell you, yo.
He's not enough to change the way that shit is being done. Put it that way.
Right.
Even if that album comes out to and be extra successful, and he's got all them niggas back on it, bring Dame Dash, everybody back in.
I mean, niggas was dreaming. Niggas was like, damn, okay, if you get Beans in there, you know, then you can get Scarface in there, and then you can get that Jay Beans and Scarface. Niggas was dreaming about that type
that
of shit.
Familiar.
Right. I mean, they was dreaming. People put Gigget and they fantasy teams together, you know, with that move he put up there Saturday night. But
yep.
I think the tastemakers are saying this shit's too far gone. The patient is too sick.
Yeah. And for that, and to have that crew of people rhyming over mustard beats would sound crazy. If you ain't bringing back the whole old crew.
Right. You got to get the whole band.
Everybody
back together.
Produces everybody.
You
gotta
know,
come back.
You got to get Just Blaze back on Boom Bap and shit. You know, you got to bring Primo in, and you got to make, and then Primo's gonna overcharge niggas, and you know the whole shit got to be back together. You know, Young Guru's got to be on the boards, and the whole shit. You know what I mean? So
good luck with that.
Exactly. Yeah, I think the thrill is gone.
Oh shit, BB kinging it, no doubt. That's what's good. So anyway, Kurt G, you got your shit together?
Yes, sir. This week, we got J Soul, the Purple Symphony, and Clear Soul Forces, and I just fucked up. I'll come back to that.
Kurt G just fucked up.
I put the Clear Soul Forces name down, but I forgot to put down the name of the actual album. But anyway,
damn, that J Soul is the shit, though.
Oh, yeah, it's hot. And the instrumental joint, J Vibes, Late Night Soul.
That's what's good. Yo, so while Kurt G's looking up his shit, I'm just going to say that I'm in the Instagram game now. I'm posting LP covers, you know.
Yes,
shout out to DJ Q who got my juices flowing. I'm like, you know what? I got a lot of joints in here I can post and see what's good or whatever. Actually, I'm still looking for my phase. Oh, I have that album, but right now I can't find it. I wasn't going to post it, but I do have that record. But in any case, I'm going to be posting joints. I'm going to try to post a record of the day, I guess, you know, or at least a record every other day. So, you know, and Swerve is going to throw that shit up on Hip Hop Digest Instagram as well as Twitter, I believe.
Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Okay, damn, nigga, you on it, my nigga. Kurt G, you ready?
I'm ready.
Kurt G,
that is his lane.
Right.
On that 1000 lane highway, that is Mr. E Green's lane, handling our online services.
No doubt.
There it is.
All right, so this week, let's do it proper. Like, this week we got J Soul, the Purple Symphony, and Clear Soul Forces, Fab Five, and the instrumental joint, J Vibes, Late Night Soul.
Ah, that's what's good. So, everyone, you got any leftover joints?
Nah, man. Twitter is lovely right now. We got a bunch of questions for Daddy-O, who we are about to interview in a moment here. So
it's hopefully,
hopefully no technical
connection is back up.
Yeah, no doubt. He was having internet issues, but hopefully, you know, the next thing you hear is going to be us interviewing the legendary Daddy-O. We're gone.
Peace.
One.
Yo, I'm never the type, put this on my side, why I'm doing this, I'm true to this, ain't doing it for consumerists, the executionist, and music is the weapon I wield, I'm back into the field when I be doing this shit when I get in the deal, yeah it's real, I'm moving independently, used to come with the crew but now I'm forming a single entity, honestly, I'm on a completely different pedigree, fundamentally, intellectually, technically, yeah, none can step to me, not even posing a threat to me, can't connect with me, where I be living careers in jeopardy, it's extrasensory, communicating telekinetically, I'm living a legacy, whenever I'm rapping upon the melody, yeah, do moving relentlessly. Like the art is part of me. The passion in my soul is pumping the rhythm through my artery. Now you started me, you'll probably never be sick of me stopped. Yeah, dope shit, you know we keeping it hot.
We shut this down,
check the method. The moment we connected, then we started making records.
We make you bump this sound.
Nah, it ain't the issue. Don't mean to diss you, we just making it official.
Yeah, we shut this down.
We keep it coming, and I'll tell you something, we ain't doing this for nothing.
Yeah, we bump this sound.
So turn it up a bit, listen to it till you know exactly what we're running with.
We shut this
I'm shutting
down.
Them down, keeping it coming from under the ground. They loving my sound, they're showing me love when I come into town. Ain't fucking about, I'm telling them facts. We betting the cats, telling them rats, talking about the weapon they pack. I'm ready to act, I'm an intelligent chap. You think I would make a mistake, you should've known better than that. I'm fed up of that, average drinking the rap. We telling them that, they shouldn't have picked up the pen on the pad. We bringing it back, we simply serve the dope shit. None of them artificial flavors, nothing is sugar coated. The truth is spoken, whenever I spit in the booth is potent. The super soldier, you'll never be catching me losing focus. You can quote this, name me one of the dopest. In case you don't happen to notice, or it takes a minute to process. We raise the bar high, spreading the message far wide. I can't lie, a lot of these rappers are part-time.
Shut this down,
check the method. The moment we connected, then we started making records.
We make you bump this sound.
Nah, it ain't the issue. Don't mean to diss you, we just making it official.
Yeah, we shut this down.
We keep it coming, and I'll tell you something, we ain't doing this for nothing.
Yeah, we bump this sound.
So turn it up a bit, listen to it till you know exactly what we're running with.
We shut this down.
Versus with EJ, hit me with the oop and I flew from top of the key. Unlocking these gems and give them something to treasure. Ladies sitting on speakers, the beat be giving them pleasure. Oh, got plenty bottom, you know that's never a problem. All that heavy lifting, it's only right that I spot them. All that lousy spitting, it's only right that we stop them. Crop them out of the picture, my ninja, we Photoshop them. Stay on my Adobe with more flavor than Adobo. Ripple stages than Kobe, cause the stage it be my dojo. I am deadly with mics, quite selective with fights. Say whatever I like, but don't say whatever for likes, retweet, shares. I just beat these snares with deep speak compared to the speech impaired. He speaks so clear and he lives so righteous. Yes, they got an inch away from choking a jerk lifeless. Got me got ISIS, she cooler than ISIS. Never worry with my eyes is, but know where our hearts are. So the other guys is hardy, ha ha. Last joint, now the XB like boxcar. Shorty getting her Zion, I'm busy getting my rhyme on. Sky's the limit, I shine on as if my name was Orion. I don't be rocking diamond, no got someone to drop diamond. Teach the youth and make substantial music is what I'm on. Yeah.
times do you dirty running up? Word.
Can somebody tell me?
Yo, yo, what came first? The truth or the lie? The rhyme or the hook? The mind or the book? The queen or the rook? The lick or the jukes? The mic or the booth? The age or the youth? The verse or the bar? The bike or the car? The weed or cigar? The fame or the star? The MC or the rapper? The gangster or the actor? The trap or the trapper? The Mac or the Apple? The rush or the tackle? The pop or the crackle? The hustle or the hassle? The house or the castle? The jacker or the jackal? Prize or the raffle? Stack or the tassel? The war or the battle? The gun or the strap? The snap or the back? The cap or the hat? The pistol or the gat? The kick or the snare? The shine or the glare? The water or the air? The truth or the dare? Yeah.
Can somebody tell me
why they murder little Trayvon?
Can somebody tell me
the color of our skin we get hated on?
Can somebody tell me
spell evil backwards? We trying to live.
Can somebody tell me
it is what it is? What came last? Is it the pain or the wrath? The blood or the bath? The wound or the gash? The whole or the half? The cry or the laugh? The face or the mask? The walk or the path? The future or the past? The treasure or the trash? The bank or the cash? So y'all do the math. The steez or the swag? The gift or the gab? The good or the bad? The hook or the jab? The blind or the deaf? The answer or the guess? The no or the yes? Curse or the bless, the right or the left, the fight or the rest, the struggle or the test, the tribe or the quest, the life or the breath, the game or the refs, the food or the chefs, the love or the sex, the mood or the bless, the message to the best, funk or the flex, alert or the red day.
Can somebody tell me? Can somebody? Can somebody tell me? Can somebody tell me?
I closed my eyes before I fell, but saw the stars when I looked up. Cheese in the skies, what we thought the moon was. You know what? Rain on my window pane, be sounding loud as a drum, man. Keep both eyes up like Maze Payne. Main to sleep, or go to dream. I'm Rowdy Rod Pipe, pipe with the beats. My heart beats slow like thump. I can feel it in my chest. We got enough flows to be the best. All sorta, a order in my text. I demand change the game out of order. I caught next. You playing on sidelines. Would you rhyme right? Night dream about limelight. Life gave me some lemons. I made Sprite. Refreshing when I write. Soul quenching.
Into the stage. Breathing the breath of Johnny Cage. About to do the splits and punch you between the legs. Fucking rapper. Sweatpants grandmaster with his hat back. Was a master with a bachelor's trying to reach for an asterisk. About to cock back and start blasting my voice. Using the microphone. It's the scope of my weapon of choice. You seeing sounds, verse smithing, word is vision. Believe it now while I lead the profound from the underground without selling out. So how you rap? I master my habitat. Subterranean mutated lab rat swinging a battle axe. Master splinter with a mask. Finna just smash contenders and blow the roof off of this manhole. Listen to Camp Low and walk around like Trevor Phillips and Los Santos.
Welcome to Favelos 5. Get them high as a lamppost. Brother, you come close. Get fried quick as a camp rope. Singing the samples. I gotta chop them like Rambo. My ammo. Mission is spit. Emissions of vandals, no Van Gogh. Show them titties, I paint you in sandals. Put it on GM building and duck it low. When the cameras roll, the animal. Monkey see on Discovery Channel though. So tell me, bro, why the popo don't wanna still live no more?
Shit, I don't know.
Is it because we poke up and run low from liquor? So what you building for? Further destroy, never employ. Law you deploy, life is a toy. Calling me boy, filling the void. Never avoid, always annoyed. It's never a choice, why I make noise? The threat in the boy.
Combination of fact that we the only underground rapper. Even in Europe and back splurging, but rarely crack the surface. Still minus all of the blemishes. Emerging from the shadows, immaculate. Ladies rolling and players toasting the manuscript. Absolutely damaging to any MCs. You couldn't handle these four eyes with five. Clutch three, say peace. Meet you with it or I'm coming for it. Either way, you're probably me both. Critical, dual approach. Literal, physical. Get at you, nigga. Mental fool. Natural, average, typical. Shit that you hearing on the radio. That audio voice and only intent to destroy ya. Got me more focused knowing they lacing fluorine in the water. But fuck it, they say the general public is too complacent with that booty shaking, bottle popping, jogging, kill a nigga, harm him. Now they playing no hits. People be switching up quick. Niggas be stealing styles fast, knowing that shit just won't last. And I just wanna live and move my mama out the hood. G's in the sky, got a nigga feeling good. I just wanna live, move my mama out the hood. Nigga, G's in the sky, got a nigga feeling good.
Bye. Yo, seems to be a problem on the back dance floor.
What is it?
Man, the freaks ain't freaking.
No problem. Give me 1,200 cc's of Technique, 1,150 cc's of Newmark.
Newmark?
Yeah, Newmark. 4 doses of CBV35, 750 cc's of BGW, and stand back.